بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua. So today we do a very comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like all the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's short in terms of the length of the duas, but very deep in terms of the meaning. So today we do one such dua, and it's a dua that we are encouraged to read regularly. So therefore you find it in the mornings also, we read this dua, so that we can learn the words of this dua. So normally we read it after Fajr loudly, so that we can learn the words. The object is to allow us to learn the words of this dua. So let us, inshallah, pay attention and see what a beautiful dua has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان من دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. رواه مسلم. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that one of the du'as of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was this du'a: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. The first part of the du'a: O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the removal of your bounty. In other words, Allah, whatever bounty you have given me, whatever ni'mat you have given me, I'm seeking refuge in you from you removing this ni'mat from me, from you snatching away this ni'mat from me. The first part of the du'a is teaching us to what extent a person should have be conscious of the fact that every ni'mat he's enjoying is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that he's enjoying a ni'mat because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is the one that has given him, Allah is the one that can snatch the ni'mat away. So the first thing that it has confession, or it has i'tiraf in it, that I am confessing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm acknowledging the ni'mat that I've got, those ni'mat that I've got are from Allah ta'ala. And the second part of it, the second aspect of it, is the person is worried, Allah, you have given it to me, please don't snatch those ni'mats away from me. So the first part, very deep. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the removal of your bounty. The second part of it, wa tahawwuli afiyatik. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the changing of your gift of well-being. This afiyat that I'm enjoying, this state of ease that I'm enjoying, this state of comfort that I'm enjoying, mental ease, physically I'm okay, person is generally well as far as his conditions are concerned, person is making dua that, oh Allah, I'm seeking protection from you, from changing this condition of well-being. How often you hear a person, something just happens, something affects a person, and now his whole state of well-being changes. Person is normal, healthy, person is doing about normally, suddenly he gets diagnosed with cancer. Whole life changes, the state of well-being changes. One person met me after one Jummah Salah. He told me that if I took 2 Panados for the year, it would have been too much. But now I got diagnosed with cancer. In the last 2 months or last 3 months, I've taken over 500 tablets. It shows that Allah Ta'ala wants to change a person's condition, Allah Ta'ala can change a person's condition overnight. So here you find the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, make this dua that was tahawwuli afiyatik, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from you changing this condition that I am of well-being, O Allah. Don't change this condition of mine. Wa fujaati nikmatik, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the swiftness of your punishment. Suddenly taking me by some punishment, some azab suddenly strike, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's an earthquake, whether it's a volcano, or whether it's a bomb, or something that just strikes a person, O Allah, I'm seeking refuge in you from the swiftness of your punishment, something that just afflicts me because of the gunas that I'm involved in. O Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from this. And the last part of the dua, wa jami'i sakhatik, O Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from every form of your anger, from every form of your displeasure, your anger. O Allah, I'm seeking protection in you that I mustn't displease you, I mustn't anger you in any form. Wa jami'i sakhatik, in every form of anger that you may have, Allah, I mustn't displease you and you mustn't get angry with me. In every form of anger that's possible from your side, for Allah Ta'ala nothing is impossible, it's just an expression, but for every form of anger from your side, Allah, I'm asking you to protect me. Look what a good, broad, comprehensive dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, that, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the removal of your bounties. I seek refuge in you from the changing of your gift of well-being. I seek refuge in you from the swiftness of your punishment. And I seek refuge in you from every form of your anger. And the person has got Allah Ta'ala in front of him, and he appreciates the ni'mat he's got is from Allah. You understand those ni'mat, if they are taken away, can be taken away from Allah overnight. So there's no question about him being proud. There's no question about him bragging. There's no question about a person being arrogant because he has got all these blessings. Rather, he's thinking about Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. Allah can take it away from me. So therefore, this ni'mat shouldn't be a means of me becoming proud. I should humble myself more in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is a person who's got Allah Ta'ala in mind. All the time he's worried, I mustn't displease Allah. I mustn't do anything that will bring about the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is the thing that is worrying him. And the person has got this in mind and all the time concerned about this, it's very difficult for a person just to fall into sin like that. Why he's worried, I mustn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us also that condition where we are aware and we are considerate of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We are concerned that Allah Ta'ala mustn't snatch away his ni'mat from us. And at the same time, we are concerned that we shouldn't do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and make the amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.